Now here to give us another point of view, Todd Boyd. He's a professor of critical studies at the University of Southern California's School of Cinematic Arts. He specializes in the African-American community and pop culture. Hi, Todd.
Hi.
So you just heard my conversation with Faye Williams from Enough is Enough, and her group is protesting what it calls demeaning images on BET and MTV. Before we talk about that specifically, back up and give us a little context for these kinds of protests around content and image in the past.
Well, you know, certainly since hip-hop culture has been visible in the mainstream, you know, last 15 or 20 years, there have been a number of instances where people have objected to language, images, the nature of the culture itself. You know, in the 90s, C. Dolores Tucker, William Bennett, people like this were going after hip-hop, Dionne Warwick. You know, you could even go back to the 70s if you wanted to talk about the blaxploitation era and people, you know, criticizing the images that were in those films. You know, there's been a long sort of back and forth around African-American images, and this is really just another example of the same sort of thing, that being certain people wanting to control content. But there's nothing new about it.
Todd, there also have been protests that effectively changed law. I'm thinking of the PMRC, the Parents Music Resource Center, Tipper Gore, and some of her associates actually changing the labeling laws, basically around explicit lyrics. This is something different. This is an attempt to really speak to the executives and try to get them to change voluntarily. Do those kind of protests generally work?
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about these protests this morning on the national airwaves, so people are paying attention. But do they ultimately work? I think it depends on the instance and the context. I don't see that this will work. I mean, their complaints are very, very, very subjective. When you talk about words like decency and responsibility and positive and negative, these are very subjective terms, and they change from person to person. What you have are a group of individuals who want to impose, you know, their standards on everyone else, and there's a certain arrogance there, a certain, you know, lack of being connected with what's going on in the real world that I think is fueling them. But ultimately, you know, the way to go about this is not by violating someone's privacy and trespassing and protesting in front of their home.
What measures then do people have if they want to try to influence a corporation that's putting out content that they find offensive?
Well, you know, I think it's important for all of us to recognize that as individuals we have, you know, the opportunity to develop our own standards of what we consider right and wrong, good and evil and otherwise. But there's something known as tolerance. You know, there are a lot of things that I don't necessarily like, but I'm not trying to deny them to people who do like them. You know, the great thing about television, for instance, is if you don't want to watch something, there's nobody to force you to watch it. You can turn it off. You can change the channel. There are other options. You know, people often talk about obscenities, which is sort of laughable because you mentioned PMRC records are labeled. So if you buy a CD and it's labeled, you're warned that there's certain language on there. So if you buy it and there's that language there, you should have known that beforehand. You can't say these things on the radio. You can't say them on television. There are already standards in place. So I'm not always sure what they're talking about because, you know, there are restrictions in place. But I think, you know, people get fed up with themselves and they think that they're more important than they really are, and they want to challenge some of these issues, but I think they're really going about it the wrong way and overstating the case.
What about the whole idea, okay, yeah, you can turn the TV off, but what about if we want to watch TV, where are the portrayals that actually make us feel good about ourselves? Is that something you can challenge by protesting?
Well, you know, I think when you talk about what makes us feel good about ourselves, that is a very individual concern. What might make me feel good might not make you feel good and vice versa. But I don't know that the purpose of television is to make people feel good about themselves. Television is a business. Clearly, the protesters don't understand that. Television's in the business of making money. And the decisions that they make are influenced by what they consider to be the bottom line. Television is not there, you know, for social reasons, for cultural reasons, even though it does, you know, bleed over into those areas. At the end of the day, it's a profit-making venture, and people need to keep this in mind. But the point is, you know, it's not, there's a lot of channels on television now, you know. If you can't find something to watch, which, you know, sometimes is difficult, that's a personal issue. It's not a public issue.
Well, Todd Boyd, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Todd Boyd, professor of critical studies at the University of Southern California's School of Cinematic Arts.